government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Is Rodney Stitz here this morning? Guess not. Well, maybe we're just going to have an open lines program. Anyway, we'll announce our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have a question or comment on this or any other subject. But I was thinking yesterday, I was driving down to a radio station to do a program on another network, And I noticed the price of gasoline in Santa Cruz, where I live. Now, last time I filled up my tank, I think I paid 95 cents per gallon. It was $4.27 yesterday, $4.27 for unleaded gasoline. I mean, the price has been going up almost 10 cents a week here for some weeks, and of course, this is having a profound impact upon the people who have to commute to work. A lot of people live in my community, commute across the hill over into San Jose. Of course, when gasoline was inexpensive, it was a very feasible thing to do. But what's going to happen now? Certainly, we can see what's happened in Europe, where gasoline in many of the areas there, $8 or $9 a gallon. Of course, most of it's government taxed. But you must understand that they keep the taxes high in Europe because they don't want people driving their cars. And so everything in Europe, people are forced into the cities, into very tight living quarters. They have mass transit there and bullet trains, and you can get around very, very quickly. But, of course, they try to discourage people from driving their cars. And this is why they use the taxes. Taxes are used to get people to do what they want them to do. They're like the marriage tax in the United States, which we had for so many years and which, of course, was repealed and is going to come back on again here very, very soon. They don't want people to get married, and that's why they tax them more. You have to understand that's part of the population control agenda, but they can't tell the people that. Oh, we just don't know what to do to get away with from the marriage tax, one of those things. Somebody put it on there, and we just can't get it off. It's like the alternative minimum tax that they put on to get the very wealthy people to pay more taxes. No, it was a means of increasing your taxes, but they can't tell you that was the plan all along. Oh, it was just one of those things that happened, the alternative minimum tax, because there were so many millionaires who weren't paying any taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, the millionaires still aren't paying taxes. Are they a means of getting around most of their taxes? The alternative minimum tax was aimed at the little taxpayer, but we don't want the public to know the truth. Well, we don't want them to know the truth about what's happening to skyrocketing oil prices. Now, certainly in Europe, why the truckers are frantic. I mean, they're demonstrating, they're blockading the highways, and you're not hearing about it here. You're hearing about Britney Spears and the NBA and who's going to win the NBA and about hockey and about golf. And they fix your attention on the wrong issues. In Europe, of course, the fishermen, because their boats are powered by diesel, they are demonstrating and blockading the ports. And the tremendous social unrest is developing in Europe because of the skyrocketing price of oil. Certainly, it's having an impact here in the United States on our farmers, certainly on our truckers, certainly on the airlines. The six of them have gone under. Well, who do we have calling in? Who's calling in? Hello?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Aurora, Colorado.
Well, hi, Maureen in Aurora. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you, I guess. Our governor, Bill Ritter, signed into law a measure that would make it okay for a man to go into a lady's restroom
and a woman to go into a man's restroom. And, yes, they're going to integrate the locker rooms as well, you know, so that you can watch the girls undress and the girls can watch the boys undress. This
right.
is all
that's,
part of the moral breakdown.
Saying, I am so upset.
Well,
and I have called several battered women's shelters last night, and they pretend they don't even know anything about it.
Well, they may not. You know, it's not been widely published.
And they may not, but they'll find out about it. I said to them, you know what? You're finally going to have to face right and wrong, right versus wrong. Now you're up against it.
Well, you see, all of these things are good because hopefully they'll begin to get people to understand that there is a conspiracy against God's laws, men and women.
I know,
different. And there's certainly, I mean, what could be more absurd than, you know, having integrated locker rooms where boys and girls could watch one another undress and undress. You see, it doesn't make any sense from a logical point of view. But if you understand that there is an organized effort to break down the moral structure of our society as part of the, you know, this conspiracy against God,
I know
then it all makes sense.
I know that, and my heart is breaking.
But
I prayed all night long about it. My heart is breaking.
But don't let it get to you. You've got to be able to ride with the punches. Things are going to get a lot worse. Today, America is the largest exporter of pornography in the entire world. Pornography degrades men and degrades women. And yet, of course, we appeal to their prurient interests. People are looking for get return to righteousness. One reason why some Americans even embrace the Muslim faith is because at least they have some values. We may not like those values, but at least their value is there. All of our values are being destroyed. But, Maureen, you must understand that this is being done intentionally. To break down our will, to get us so involved in thinking about these things. If we understand the big picture, that those who hate God are working within your governor's office and my governor's office and within our Supreme Court, then you understand why they took God and prayer out of schools, why they have allowed the pornography, why they've allowed homosexual marriage, why they've actively been encouraging homosexuality. Well, of course, one reason is they die young. Go ahead.
I would like to say this. I walked into Penny's yesterday to purchase something, and there was a young man about 17 years old who was lurking. The correct word is lurking around the entrance to the ladies' restroom, and I gave him a hard look. But, you know, next week or whenever this takes effect, I can't give him a hard look because it will be a $5,000 fine and 1 year in jail.
Well, you just keep smiling through clenched teeth.
This is
remember,
what's going on.
Get a lot worse before people begin to wake up. Do you want to stay on and go up to the break?
Yes.
Number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and is Maureen still there? I guess not. Well, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And I understand why people are upset about what's happening, and they should be upset. But we have to look upon each one of these issues as an opportunity to point out to people that there is an organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of our societies. We started this years ago in our colleges when we had co-ed, dorms there. And then, of course, from co-ed dorms, co-ed bathrooms and co-ed showers. And now it's perfectly legitimate for boys and girls unmarried to live together in the same room in our colleges. Because there is an organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And young people, obsessed with sex, are going, of course, to get into all sorts of trouble. Why do you think we have 60 million Americans with this sexually transmitted viral disease? When I went to medical school, we had 5 viral diseases. We almost never saw them. Certainly syphilis and gonorrhea, but a couple of the others we hardly ever saw. Now we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease, and neither gonorrhea nor syphilis are viral. They're bacterial, are from a spirochete. Understand that this is the end of the very conscious, organized effort to bring sex education in our schools, to destroy modesty as far as sex is concerned, to destroy any sense of values as far as sex is concerned. All you have to do is watch the Jay Leno program, and as he tells it, what we used to call them dirty jokes. And they are dirty jokes. They're basically to offend people talking about sex. And everybody laughs. At one time, we were embarrassed by that sort of thing. All embarrassment is gone. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than destroy the moral fabric of that society, their belief in God and their belief in values, their belief in the dignity and of importance of marriage and the family? You see, all of these things are under attack today, and it isn't simply by accident. There are people who know exactly what they're doing, and these people are knowingly or unknowingly under the control of truly demonic forces. There really is a conspiracy against God. There is are supernatural forces. After all, if you're Christian, you have to believe in the supernatural. Well, what could be more supernatural than somebody being crucified and then going to hell and then coming back to life again? I mean, how could that happen in reality? And yet, if you're a Christian, you believe that. I mean, how could Jesus walk on the water? How could he convert water into wine? How could he actually materialize in a locked room? You remember the story of after he had arisen from the dead, and all of the disciples are huddled in a room, frightened to death that the authorities are going to come after them, and suddenly just Jesus materializes in the room. Those things are supernatural. But there are supernatural things that occur today, and we live in a material world, but there is another dimension there. We see manifestations of it all the time. most Americans watch the film, the television series, The Medium. Fascinating, very popular. Here's a woman named Alison DeBlois, with three little blonde children. She's an attractive blonde housewife, a very likable individual, who has supernatural power, who will get information from somewhere that will help her help the police catch the bad guys. Well, there really was an Alison DeBlois. You can get her book. You can read it. She was a real person. She had the ability to contact the other dimension and to get the information and to have these insights that came to her from the demonic realm. Now, she doesn't recognize it was demonic, although you read her later books, you find that she's deeply involved in the occult. Understand that in the Bible, we're told to avoid mediums. We're told to avoid fortune tellers and diviners and astrologers. And why? Because God knows there is another dimension out there and is warning us away from it. And yet, we have people who have given their lives to Lucifer, the Satan, the devil, call it what you will. And, of course, they are the ones who, you know, are pushing this degradation of humanity and pushing these ideas as far as sexual perversion. In fact, the one reason they want the homosexuals and encourage homosexuality is because it's for population control. It really is. They know that homosexuals are going to die young. They know that homosexuals are going to contract all sorts of terrible diseases. But the wonderful thing about homosexuality is they seldom have children. And, of course, there is a desire to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And if you haven't read my material on population control, heard my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide, or on planned population reduction, on population control, that's available on video, not on DVD yet. But all of these things are very real. There really are people out there like Ted Turner, who one time made a statement that we ought to get the world population down to maybe 250 million. 250 million, that means we kill off 95-97% of the world's population. That's the morality of people like Ted Turner. And, of course, remember Prince Philip, when he had mentioned that if he ever returned after he died, he wanted to come back as a virus so we could kill a lot of people. There are people who look at the world differently than rational people, because these people are not rational, because they worship or are under the control of a different god. When you understand that, so many of the things like we're talking about this morning make sense. Well, of course, we can carry this over. We started talking about oil, and again, our telephone number is 970-689-8255, but the dramatic influence that the rising price of diesel fuel, which in some areas is up to almost $5 a gallon, is having on the farmers. Now, the farmers are under already a double or triple whammy. The price of their seeds is going up, and many of them have gotten into the habit of using these prepared seeds, but the price is going up, and Monsanto and the other seed producers have the farmers over a barrel. And then the price of the fertilizer has gone up dramatically, almost 70%. And of course, this is because fertilizers are in part related to petrochemicals, and of course, a byproduct of the oil industry. And then, of course, the diesel that's used for the tractors and so many other places on the farms are, well, the price is just getting to the point where people will not be able to afford to be able to put in their crops. And even though the price may go up, the cost of production is much higher. And my friend Lindsay Williams has told me that many of the farmers have said they're just not going to be able to plant their crops. Why better to let the land stand fallow? Government will give you a couple $100 an acre for not planting your crops. So why bother to plant your crops if you may very well end up losing money? And then, of course, the same thing is impacting on the airlines. And we find American Airlines going to start charging, I think it's $15 for the first bag you ship, and then $25 for the second bag. It used to be you got two free bags, but they've got to raise more money. We're looking at the demise or the destruction of much of our airline industry. And, of course, with that, we'll cut back on production of airplanes and begin laying people off at Boeing or Airbus. And, of course, we start this downhill cycle of the breakdown of society. And we saw this. I mean, I lived in South Africa when it was a prosperous and it was a good society and it was wholesome, and they were doing away with apartheid. They were beginning to integrate sports and stadiums and the educational system and neighborhoods. But the people in our State Department didn't want that. They wanted to destroy the society. And today they've got 40-50% unemployment. There was no unemployment when I was there. Today, of course, we get a moral breakdown of society. Abortion is legal. Pornography is legal. Homosexuality is legal. Today, of course, there's increasing temporal violence. One of the highest murder and rape, levels anywhere in the world. Today, the whole infrastructure of South Africa is going to exactly the way the infrastructure of Rhodesia is going, where your State Department brought the thug Marxist communist trained Mugabe to power and his communist legions. And your government is doing this all throughout the world. Why? Because there is a force within our government. It's called the Council on Foreign Relations. And what most people don't understand is the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society. You'll find that listed on pages 951 and 952 of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World of Our Time. And if you have not read that book, you need to get it. You need to read it through several times, because he tells you about the secret society that controls America. And, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations was a front for a secret society called the Round Table, but that was a front for an organization known as the Association of Helpers, which was a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created, made up of occultists. One of the leading members of the original secret society was a man named William Stead. He was a theosophist. He was into spiritualism. And so many of the people who are into this whole drive for world government, which is what Cecil Rhodes' secret society was all about, a one world government under British control. Today it's a one world government under English and British English and American control. Why is it, do you think, that the only country that really provided any troops for the invasion of Iraq besides the United States was Great Britain? Why is it when Great Britain went to the war in the Falkland Islands some years ago, was America on their side? What? Because there are secret relationships between the United States and Great Britain, secret relationships that the average individual doesn't know, but this desire on the part of the ruling elite to bring about the one world government, the new world, the one world religion, and the new world leader. And of course, it all goes back to the writings of Plato, to the writings of Machiavelli. In fact, we have introduced Machiavelli's concepts right in our government today. Organized cruelty. That's why they're torturing people. You read Machiavelli. And of course, the closest advisor to our State Department is a man named Michael Ledeen, who has written books about Machiavelli, praising Machiavelli. And Machiavelli said, the prince, the ruler, had to use cruelty and lies and deception and war. War was the technique by which he would increase his power, because war rallies the people behind the government. Well, not doing too good a job. Now, George Bush's ratings are pretty low, but of course he's following the techniques laid out to him by Michael Ledeen, a disciple of Machiavelli. And what you are seeing today, ladies and gentlemen, is the end result of when the nation turns to the concepts of creating an empire. We're creating an empire, but all along the way, eventually America will be destroyed, and then the empire will exist under the control of the coming world leader. That is what it's all about. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. Now, as far as oil is concerned, this is going to have a terrible impact on our society for a few more months. And I say this because there is every indication that before the election, the price of oil will come down, the economy will begin to boom, and this is the only way that they're going to be able to get John McCain elected. I mean, he's a disreputable individual who, of course, actually worked with the communists, was a turncoat. He was hated by the by the men who were over there in Vietnam as prisoners with him. He was known as, they referred to him as the prince. Isn't that interesting? They referred to him as the prince because he went over to the communists. He made them propaganda, you know, programs for the communists. He completely cooperated with the communists, whereas most of the men abided by their oath to America and refused to cooperate with the communists, but not, of course, John McCain, Senator John McCain. But the only way they're going to be able to get John McCain elected is to, of course, to conceal the truth about this man and, of course, to have the economy looking better. That's why I think they're going to drop the price of oil and get the stock market booming. But after the election, ladies and gentlemen, that's when the real problems begin. Give us a call.
I've got great news for you. With our buy one, get one free laser package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radiant Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on our buy one, get one free laser package sale. For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yarr.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Now, the rising price of oil is going to have a profound impact on the price of food because, of course, the food has to be delivered to the local store by diesel, by trucks that burn diesel. And so the rising price of diesel fuel is going to have an impact on literally everything you buy in stores, whether it be food items, department stores, and of course, this has to be passed on. Now, a lot of our truckers are having real problems. Some of our truck lines are shutting down. The independent truckers are having difficulty. It's going to be very interesting to see whether And other Mexican truckers can pick up on that. They can buy diesel south of the border for about $2 a gallon. They can operate here in the United States. Can they pick up loads and compete effectively with our truckers? I really don't know. It could be interesting to see what happens. But, of course, as you know, the real thrust of our leaders is to impoverish our people, to gradually lower our living standards, to transfer our wealth to other countries, and, of course, certainly not to have any sort of a border between the United States and Mexico, but to integrate the United States and Mexico and the United States and Canada into a North American Union, and as they're doing throughout South America, as they're doing throughout Africa, as they're doing throughout Asia and Pacific Rim countries, and then in Europe. It is all part of a long-range plan. And once you get the countries to give up their sovereignty, in the name of course, trade and getting buying things cheap and cheap labor, then of course, it'll be a very short step to doing what they've done in Europe, where they now have a European Parliament that is answerable to no one. You have a European Soviet, with a massive bureaucracy, the faceless bureaucracy that controls everything and everyone, and there is no recourse. And it's all done legally. That's the amazing thing. These people love to abide by laws, but they create the laws. They obey the ones that they want to, and then they use the law to control the average individual. But that is the master plan as it's being thought about today, and that's the reason why, for instance, the government give tax breaks, special tax breaks to corporations that will leave the United States and go elsewhere. And if you're an American corporation and you move to China, you don't have to pay capital gains tax. You don't have to pay corporate taxes, or very, very little in the way of corporate taxes when you are in China. So we do everything we can to encourage our corporations to move overseas. We do everything we can, certainly in the way of guaranteeing corporations that if they were to move to other countries and their factories were to be expropriated, why, the American taxpayers would refund their money. I was told that by a congressman who was representing Utah, because he was a one-term congressman, and because he told the truth, they went out to get him, and he wasn't reelected. But that's how the system really works. We're doing everything we can to encourage our corporations to move overseas. Of course, they don't have all the rules and regulations. They don't have the Environmental Protection Agency. They don't have OSHA. They don't have to pay Social Security taxes. They don't have to pay pensions. They don't have to pay medical care. They can pay these people, $100 a month. They work willingly and happily, and many of them they can pay far less than that, just a few dollars a day. So why would any corporation want to stay in the United States, especially when they, as an American corporation, can move to Europe and they don't have to pay taxes? You're an American, you move overseas, you still have to pay your taxes, but the corporations don't, so they get very, very low taxes there. So understand, there is an agenda behind everything that's going on today. And of course, but they cannot let the American people know. Now, as far as the oil, why are the prices of oil going up? Well, the price of oil is going up because of the speculation in the commodities market, and that is how they drive the price of oil up. And our banks and the hedge funds and many pension funds are playing the commodity market, and they're driving the price of oil up. There's no shortage of oil in the world. I mean, there are massive new deposits that have been found. You know, in fact, just recently, the governor of Montana was talking about the 40 billion barrels of oil in Montana. And it goes, a big pool there that goes over into Idaho. They've got massive oil shale deposits. They've got massive natural gas deposits, certainly up in Prudhoe Bay in Alaska. Why? Because the methane that comes out of the ground with the oil, they have something like 747 jet engines being used as props to drive the methane back down into the ground there, because they can't vent it into the atmosphere. And so these 44 or 46 747 engines pumping the methane down. We could certainly put in a pipeline. Pipeline's already built. All we have to do is just put the additional pipes in there. The Alaska pipeline was actually designed for two oil lines and one natural gas line. We could bring the natural gas line down and liquefy it and bring it into our ports here in the United States. They don't want to solve the problem. If we were to develop all the natural gas and oil that's available, oil would be selling at $15 a barrel. We've got massive deposits off the East Coast and massive deposits off the West Coast and massive deposits off the North Slope in a place called Gull Island. And then we've got massive deposits in the Anwar, the Arctic Wildlife Reserve. We've got massive deposits on government land all across this country. And we've shut it all down. And we're pointing a finger at Saudi Arabia because they're not developing their oil. They're not pumping enough oil out of their fields. And if you look at it logically, and you go back and read the newsletters I wrote in September and October 2005, you go to our website at radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, and pull down the newsletters we wrote in September and October 2005, you will find, we give you all of the statistics. One of the, Frank Murkowski, I believe he was a Republican from Arkansas, he was in charge of the Senate Committee on Natural Resources, talking about the massive deposits of oil we have that we're just not allowed to develop here in the United States. We don't have to get our oil from other countries. I mean, our major oil producers or suppliers are Canada and Mexico and Nigeria and Venezuela. That's the four countries we get our oil from that we don't produce here. But we wouldn't have to be producing oil. We could be exporting oil, except that the people who run America and run both political parties really first want to destroy the value of our currency. What better way to do it than we're spending several hundred billion dollars a year. I think it's $140 billion a year we send overseas just to buy foreign oil to other countries. We don't need to do that. We can keep the money here. But you see, they want to destroy the value of our currency, and by so doing, to impoverish the American people. And when the people are impoverished, and of course when poverty becomes much more widespread and there's social unrest, then they're going to be able to, justify ever more control over the lives of the American people. And this is really where we're headed. There is an invisible government called the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our number 970-689-8255. Give us a call. 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, and a regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, don't be bashful. 970-689-8255, but we're simply talking about, of course, what's going on today, the rising price of oil. But I really think, you know, of course, there's no shortage of oil in the world. There's plenty of oil out there. What you are seeing now is the result of commodity speculation. Of course, the thing is, I think that the price is going to come down before the election. And, of course, I think the stock market will probably take off before the election because they want people to feel good going into November. And that's probably the only way they're going to be able to get John McCain elected. But I believe that that is their goal, that is their objective, a democratically controlled House and Senate, and then a Republican president. We've seen this a number of times over the years, going back to the time of the Second World War. It's only a few times that the Republicans really have had a majority. And, of course, when they've had a majority, they've completely forgotten Republican principles. What they tell the Republicans, what the Republican Party stands for, you know, fiscal responsibility, cutting back on excessive government programs, a balanced budget. Of course, when they get into power, they do exactly the opposite. I mean, they criticize the Democrats for creating wars, and the Republicans get into power, and they create the wars, because the leaders of both political parties are going the same direction. I mean, we tell people that, though the Republicans are pro-life, well, when they control the presidency in both houses of representatives, all they had to do was pass a law outlawing Roe versus Wade and put an appendage on that, according to Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution. That's Article 3, Section 2, that says the Supreme Court can't intervene. They can't intervene in this decision by the Congress. They didn't try to do that. They're not pro-life. George Bush, you know, supposedly this great pro-life president built up by our Christian organizations. George Bush takes money from one international organization that pushes abortion, and he gets tremendous press and tremendous, you know, praise from the Christian leaders of this country. And then he turns around and gives it to another international organization that pushes abortion. So it's all smoke and mirrors. A Republican Party is not pro-life. It is not anti-abortion. But they want to give you the idea there's a difference between the two parties. Why, of course, the Democrats are pro-choice, the Republicans are pro-life. Well, if you control the presidency in both houses of Congress, why can't you get legislation through that would do away with Roe versus Wade? Well, very, very simply, because they don't want to. But they have to give the American people that idea. I mean, just as the Democrats had to give the American people the idea that, oh, vote for us, we're going to get out of Iraq. No, neither party tends to get out of Iraq. Iraq is a very useful diversion. It's a very useful diversion because it takes our attention away from what's going on here at home. And the plan for the American empire, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader, which is being implemented systematically, step by step by step. You know, people, their attention focused on elsewhere, didn't notice what was happening in Nepal, where the American State Department was backing the Maoist terrorists, you know, the communist terrorists who overthrew the monarchy there. And now, of course, the monarchy is gone, and another country will be ready to go into the one world government. Our leaders are not anti-communist, although they have to give you that impression. Oh, the communists are terrible. Terrible oppression there in communist China. And so what do? Why we encourage our countries to go over there, why we lend them money through the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Export-Import Bank, the Asian Development Bank. Goldman Sachs is over there. you know, giving them tremendous amounts of money, buying into their banks. Our other major financial institutions are over there. General Motors is the largest producer of cars in communist China today. You're not hearing about these things. Our major corporations are building up the economy of China. How do you think they got the money to for this miracle that they have as these high-rises are springing up like mushrooms all throughout China? Why, it's American money, and of course, help from, of course, our good friends in Great Britain and parts of this Brotherhood of Darkness who are building up this ruthless totalitarian regime, you know, in communist China. And a good friend of the people over there in Burma, the communist regime in Burma. Incidentally, if you haven't seen that latest Rambo film, I saw it this weekend, you've got to see it. I mean, it is a great film. It's awfully violent, but I mean, the message there is of courage and integrity and pointing out the horror of the communist regime. The communist regime in Burma, which nobody ever talks about it. They don't even call it Burma. They call it Myanmar. They don't mention it's the communists who are in control there. The communists control the military. And, of course, they're closely aligned with our good friends in communist China. And, of course, we're doing... Why are we even sending our athletes to China? Why are we allowing them to have the Olympics there? Why are we saying, you know, you stop your colonization of Africa. You stop your support for Mugabe and his communist thugs in Rhodesia that have killed tens of thousands of the people there and driven almost 4.5 to 5 million people to flee the country. And, of course, are killing and torturing anybody who is suspected of taking a stand against Mugabe's ruthless authoritarian rule. Remember, of course, we put Mugabe in power, and we're financing the Chinese communists who are colonizing Rhodesia, colonizing all of Africa, for that matter, but colonizing Rhodesia, taking over what used to be the white farms there, and they have their military keeping Mugabe in power. We can't let the American people understand that the true purpose of our foreign policy is to promote communism throughout the world. Because one day, of course, we're going to see the same thing here. Understand what's going on, and number, well, we're just about out of time, so I guess nobody else is going to call in. You need to get my material. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into how the United States has financed communism since its inception. You also need to get our pamphlet, The Communist Capitalist Alliance. The Communist Capitalist Alliance, with quotes from Solzhenitsyn, Professor Sutton, and others. We finance communism. We're financing it today. But we can't let the American people know, can we? We'll be back in just a moment.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess, this is the time to wrap up this morning's program. Certainly, we hope if you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll get it, because it explains to you really what this is all about. This is not a political battle. It is not a cultural battle. It is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, cultural, ideological, economic, educational battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. When you understand that, so much of what's going on really makes sense, and you can understand why the wicked people who've controlled our State Department since the Second World War, and they've all come from the Council on Foreign Relations, certainly all but one Secretary of State has come from the CFR for over 50 years. Could that have happened simply by accident? Of course not. But they want you to make you think it's all by accident. Oh, shucks. We just keep making these terrible mistakes. Our State Department, our military, our leaders, they just don't know. They got into this war just because they had faulty intelligence. No, ladies and gentlemen, they got into the war because they wanted the war with Afghanistan and Iraq, wonderful distractions. While, of course, we lose our freedom here at home, our boys go overseas to fight for democracy, whereas we are losing our republic today. Well, to put this into really clear perspective, let me suggest my talk on the forbidden secret. Because it is a secret. It's been passed down for 5,000 years. Rhonda Byrne and an Oprah Winfrey show talked about it, her book, The Secret, her DVD, The Secret, well worthwhile watching, understanding that she's telling you the truth. There is a secret out there, but do not fall into the trap of tapping into the invisible power that is there that comes from the other dimension. They tell you that there's a genie, and then that genie will do your commands. Just ask him for anything. Well, believe me, that genie that they're getting you to tap into comes the demonic force from the other dimension that's directing things here. So certainly understand what the other side says. What they're saying is true, but it's simply their solution is wrong, and you don't want to tap into that force. You want to get close to the Lord, fear the Lord, and keep his commandments. So certainly you want to get my talk on the forbidden secret, and you want to get the syllabus that goes with that, and we'll explain to you about who the angel is who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm, a term that President Bush used twice in his first inaugural speech, or of course, what this force is that we are really following, that when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope, which is meant to be fulfilled. That was the term that George Bush used in his second speech. What's this ancient hope? What's this new order of the ages? Why, that's the Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of the dollar bill, below the pyramid, cap by the all-seeing eye, the new order of the ages, the Novus Ordo Seclorum. And, of course, this is the basis of American policy today, is to bring about this one world government, the United Nations, of course. And everything we do is to build up the United Nations. We're the major financer. They're right here in the United States. It is America that created the United Nations. It is America that should be created the European Union. It is America that wants the North American Union and then to consolidate the world. Why? Because a small group of evil people have taken control of our country. We've got to take America back. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And our webpage, radioliberty.com. Get our material. Get my talk on the planned police state. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty. And we'll be back with you again tomorrow.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling